brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 17th day of March, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Alan Watt to talk about the state of the planet, the economy, the police state, the New World Order, the mind control grid will be joining us for 2 hours today, and we're going to have open phones with Alan Watt. Then Ron Avery, the head of Texas Architects and Engineers, for 9/11 Truth, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, coming up this weekend, and all 50 states are having basically presentations and press conferences that are open to the public. They started asking me a few weeks ago to come to this, and I think it's important enough that I'm going to attend, but I'm just going to give a 30-minute speech because I think their presentations are what are important, but I'll be there at the DoubleTree Hotel at 6505 IH35 North, 78753, this Saturday. And it's going to be going 1 to 9 p.m. And you need to call the local Austin and other Texas media and tell them to send radio and TV stations there to cover this, because this is going to be detailed presentations on the deliberate controlled demolitions of Tower 1, 2, and 7, 8.5 years ago on 9/11. So very, very important information coming up. Dr. Bob Bowman's going to be there, Ron Avery, and many, many others. And We Are Change San Antonio as well. Matthew Medina doing a great job. And, of course, I'll be there speaking as well. They wanted me to speak for a couple hours. I said, no, I'm gonna come and do 30 minutes. I don't do a lot of public events because I'm just so busy with electronic media. And I've also sworn to my wife that at least during spring break, I'm going to try to take a few days off to be with the family. But I will be there. And we got Ron Avery in studio, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, coming up in the last hour. There's now over 1,100. It was 1,000 a few weeks ago at their big international press conference they had that got a lot of media worldwide. TV networks nationally and internationally covered it. That went on with Richard Gage doing just a great job. Another example of what one guy in 2 years can do by taking action. 100 more architects and engineers have signed on in just the last 2 weeks. So it's 1,100 now and just exponentially growing. You've got, what, the number three guy in the Japanese government going public for 9/11 Truth, former German defense minister Andreas von Bülow, and just countless others. The cover-up is just dissolving, imploding, falling apart faster and faster. I do want to open the phones up in this first and second hour as well today before we get Alan Watt and Ron Avery on. In fact, I noticed on my call list that we had Watt on for 2 hours. This says 1 hour. So we need to get on the horn with him. So he is on at noon, not at 1. Okay, fine. It just says 1 here on my list. Thank you, guys. We're about to go to break. I've got 5 big stacks of news. I at least want to mention some of the headlines, get into some of the most important top stories, and then we'll start going to your phone calls. In the first hour, I want to limit it to first-time callers, so people that have a lot of information they tried to get in with for months. The phone lines are jammed when we open the phones up. This will be your chance to get involved. First-time callers in the first hour. Then in the second, third, and fourth, it'll be a free-for-all. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And when we come back, we will get into these important stacks of news and information. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll be simulcasting 3 hours of the radio show today in the second, third, and fourth hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members to see the radio show in video living color. We'll be right back.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it on right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to break down the latest from the government takeover of health care. Do they have the votes or don't they? Dennis Kucinich, did he cave in? Is he going to support the looting, as he called it, the insurance company bailout, the robbery of the American people? We'll be going over that as well. Here are some of the top stories today on this Wednesday, 17th day of March, 2010. Southern Poverty Law Center caught on tape repeating lies about Alex Jones and cop killer Poplawski. Now, we had played an audio recording of this that wasn't the highest quality. A better tape was given to Gary Franchi by the folks that did the interview with the Southern Poverty Law Center research director. And she says that I'm insane and that I influenced Poplawski to kill the three cops in Pittsburgh. Now, remember, we made five newspapers retract it. Five newspapers. We simply posted the comments by Poplawski on white supremacist websites about how horrible and evil I am because I don't call for violence and because my show isn't revolving around race. And then we found his comments on my website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, attacking me. And the Southern Poverty Law Center knew that day one. Why do they know? Within 2 hours of the cops being dead on the front lawn of his mommy's house, they had already told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the police and the Southern Poverty Law Center, using a writer who writes for them, who's on that beat of demonizing people, that he did it because he supported me. And then we found out he hated me, always hated me, always attacked me, had visited thousands of websites, Fox News, CNN. Why within 2 hours is the number one thing on their mind, Alex Jones? This is creepy. This is dangerous. This is scary. These people don't play games, ladies and gentlemen. And then some folks go in there to ask him why the Southern Poverty Law Center's put We Are Change, which follows Mahatma Gandhi's idea of be the change you want to see in the world, be nonviolent. And they put him in there saying these are dangerous, you know, people. And we've seen We Are Change being set up in the media. Remember, a year and a half ago, out of a doorway comes a man with a handicapped girl in a wheelchair ramming it into Jeremy Tallis at a We Are Change event protesting Laura Bush outside of her book signing, calling for funding for police and firemen and emergency workers, which they're finally starting to get. I mean, they weren't even there about 9/11 truth. They were there for the firefighters and police. And here he comes. I talked to all the witnesses. They said, yeah, they won't give us the cameras from the bookstore. And I talked to all these We Are Change witnesses that said, no, they just came out of the doorway sort of ramming the wheelchair into him, screaming, don't attack my daughter, don't hit my daughter. And then they arrested him, charged him with a bunch of serious crimes. He was facing more than 5 years in jail. And they told him to plea bargain, and he wouldn't do it. And once they got the Secret Service on stand, they wouldn't lie like the NYPD. The NYPD got them lied on the stand. And the Secret Service, they're not, like, it's a little more professional. They're not going to ruin their career. They're not going to lie about somebody. They said, no, he didn't attack them. They began ramming him. Imagine, I mean, they just run up with a wheelchair and start ramming you. These are the type of setups. Well, same thing here. You got a guy completely drunk, his mother said, gets home at 3 a.m. At 7 a.m., his two pit bulls are urinating all over the floor and defecating. She says, that's it. I told you you couldn't have one dog. Now you've got two. And get out of my house. And he said no, so she called the police. And when they pulled up, he killed three of them. Cold-bloodedly. They need to put him in the electric chair. Those cops have families. They were called to that house by your mommy, and they came up to that door, and you killed them. Now, the other issue here is, why within 2 hours of him giving himself up, was there a headline story that it was all my fault? And the proof in the pudding is, five newspapers had to retract. Just like they had to retract, the Dallas Morning News had to retract, the Denver Post had to retract, Alex Jones screams, kill Michelle Malkin. The Denver Mint, there's a protest going on against the Federal Reserve. During the DNC, we hear about it. We're walking down to it. Anarchists come up and are pushing me and shoving me, trying to get me in a fight. I see the lady that wrote the case for internment about putting Americans in camps en masse for their race, Michelle Malkin. I go up, get in her face. She says, get out of my face. Her bodyguard gets in my face, starts grabbing our camera, so we start screaming back at him. We get really aggressive. It's what we do. People that came with her, with local bloggers, dressed up with masks and hats on, covering up their faces and big sunglasses to cover their faces, and then big hats, start screaming, leaning down behind me with their camera in front, screaming, kill Michelle Malkin. Definitely staged. Within hours, it's all over international television. Alex Jones says, murder woman. We forced retractions. Because we went into our hotel room, got the raw video out, posted it on YouTube by the next day, showing it. We sent it to the news media and we said, here's the guy screaming, kill Michelle Malkin. Here's the video of him leaving with Michelle Malkin. First, they ran up like they were fans and said, oh, Alex, we're big fans. Hey, put their arms around me. Yeah, New World Order, bring it down, to establish that they were with me. Total frame-up, total setup. So running wheelchairs in the 9/11 truth, saying that I'm saying kill women, saying that I influenced Poplawski to kill cops. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Then they start saying 9/11 truth's going to engage in violence. 9/11 truth's going to engage in violence. And there's two ways to look at this. Either it's making mentally ill people get that idea in their head because the news keeps saying it out of the blue. They're going to attack Obama. They're going to attack government buildings. Guaranteed, it's about to happen. And I go on air and I say, looks like this is about to be staged. And then some guy disappears for months. He's on all these psychotropic drugs. He shows up, grazes two cops. He gets killed conveniently. They're not releasing any of the surveillance tape. And then it comes out in the Associated Press and the Big Tennessee papers that the guns he got came from a police lockup of confiscated firearms, and from a year before, the shooting at the federal courthouse in Nevada came from the same lockup. What are the chances of that? And it goes on. Then it turns out this guy was in government negotiations with DARPA and Homeland Security 3 years ago for patent submissions and was wanting to meet with the Pentagon. And it goes on and on. Same story with Stack, the kamikaze attacker. I mean, it is just amazing. Amazing. His whole MO, family overseas, working in software for government development. The guy that owned the small hangar that only had five planes in it north of Austin worked for Homeland Security in remote control aircraft design, and the actual avionics remote control systems is his specialty. His family says no way Stack did it. Stack had the absolute MO of Black Ops. We get his FAA landing records of where he did unscheduled landings at secretive military bases. Witnesses said they saw no one in the plane, multiple witnesses, as it flew over Research Boulevard into the building. They already had all the emergency trucks, first time ever, of the entire county together there 30 minutes before. The FBI was out there within seconds with video cameras. They went around everywhere confiscating all the video of it, declaring national security from apartments and gas stations and businesses. And it goes on and on and on. The underwear bombing absolutely admitted that they helped him get on the plane without a passport under U.S. government orders. Mainstream news. The Fort Hood shooter for 2 years thinks he's contacting the top Al-Qaeda commander who always is involved setting everybody up, who's known MI6, even come out mainstream news. The head guy who was running the 7/7 bombings was allowed to fly in and out of England, and it was admitted to MI6. That's mainstream British newspapers. It even comes out. This Hassan guy's running around talking about he's going to kill people and love suicide bombers for 2 years. He thinks he's emailing Al-Qaeda commanders, and now the CIA and Pentagon have declared national security and won't let Congress see the hundreds of emails. Why can't we ever see the surveillance footage? Why can't we ever see the emails? Why, it's all this proof. Show it to us. Bare minimum, they're opening the doors for these guys. We know that. And now, there's some cussing on this. Will you guys grab the Gary Franchi video? It's only 4.5 minutes long, where he plays the audio of the Southern Poverty Law Center research director saying I'm totally insane and bad and influence people for violence. She's cussing on the tape, too. So will you cut out the cuss words, please? You can give it to Matt. He can do it. But let's just do it as quickly as possible. I forgot to tell you to do that this morning. The headline is SPLC caught on tape repeating lies about Alex Jones and cop killer Poplawski. They also demonized Gary Franchi of Restore the Republic. That are great activists, but, I mean, pretty tame. They're just calling to reinstate the Bill of Rights. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. How dirty. How bad. How evil. All right, I'll get into all the other big news when we come back. It's important. And your phone calls. Stay with us.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? That we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. Coming up, Dennis Kucinich, staunch critic from the left to vote for Obama's health care bill. But he's doing it reluctantly. Well, I have lost any respect I had for Dennis Kucinich because he always stuck to his guns, even though he was anti-Second Amendment, because he was truly anti-war, anti-private Federal Reserve, and had done so much good. The fact that he let Obama sweet talk him in a private Air Force One flight with him and promised him Lord knows what or threatened him, we don't know. This is truly disgusting. Truly disgusting. And when his own Democratic Party was going after his seat a few years ago in his state, I supported him and told listeners to donate to his campaign, and I feel betrayed. And maybe I shouldn't. Maybe like with Deborah Medina when she said 9/11 truth was good, that was healthy, and then said we were despicable. Maybe I should have just said, oh, okay, I'll go along with a flip-flop. I'll give up my convictions. I won't even criticize you. I never criticized her for not being a 9/11 truth. I criticized her for being completely two-faced. But I guess as a citizen, as a Texan, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to speak out or have my views. And so, oh, okay, I'll say this. Good job, Dennis Kucinich. Good job for completely betraying us. I support you. Everybody, send him lots of money. I shouldn't be hurt by this. It'll probably pass now because of him. Thanks a lot, Dennis Kucinich. Thanks for giving him the momentum. In fact, maybe I shouldn't pull up the old video clips of him from a month ago, 2 months ago, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, saying, quote, it's a bailout to the insurance companies, a ripoff, it cuts people's services, and sells people out and forces 40 million people to get overpriced insurance. Yeah, people that have pre-existing conditions supposedly will get their price lower, but then everybody else will have to pay more for them. Instead of having competitive rules where you can shop outside your state and things like that, things that would have been good because the insurance system is corrupt, they wrote this bill. And he pointed that out. He told the truth. So did Howard Dean a few months ago. Now, he flip-flopped and says it's good. And I guess I'm supposed to just go, oh, that's all right. Don't talk bad about Dennis Kucinich. It's like Protestants getting mad at me. Whenever I got angry 10 years ago at Pat Robertson saying that abortion and infanticides what China has to do and they need more of it. Oh, don't talk about Pat Robertson. Or when he does global warming ads with Al Sharpton saying it's real or that Obama's good and we should all support him. Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, I like you, Pat Robertson. I like you, Al Sharpton. I like you, Dennis Kucinich. See, I mean, does America want real change or do we just want to be conned and lied to by George Bush promising to reverse what Clinton did? Instead, he expanded it. And then Obama gets in and completely flip-flops, more secret than Bush, more lobbyists than Bush, more wars, more tyranny, more Patriot Act, more torture, more secret arrests, everything. Banks ripping us off, just continuing the entire operation. And I guess I wasn't supposed to make the Obama deception or follow the Republic exposing this guy. I was supposed to just say, it's okay. No, I'm going to be steadfast. I'm not going to flip-flop. You make me sick, Dennis Kucinich. You've betrayed us. You have betrayed yourself. You have ruined the fact that you were somebody that at least did what they said they would do. And that's why I supported you, even though you're one of the worst gun grabbers out there. Because you at least appeared to be somebody of conscience, support of what you thought justice was, even though you were wrong sometimes. Because you had courage. Well, this is disgusting what you've done. It's disgusting. I'm going to get more into the health care bill after we take some calls. Here's some of the other news. D.C. home to the most cyber criminals. Yeah, because the government's located there. They're launching most of the attacks. Contestants turn torturers in French TV experiment. They got a TV game show where they torture people. And it dovetails with the Stanford prison experiment, how they found that over 90% of people working at the university, graduate students, who believe they were killing people under orders just because an authority figure, their professor, told them to kill someone, they would believe they were killing someone and pull the switch. That's how they get cops and military to be evil. You know, Hitler ordered the troops to do it. They did it. Our government orders the troops to do it. They'll probably do it unless we expose this. That's just some of what's coming up. Bunch of financial news, but your call straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's some of the other news coming up. Pharma-backed Australian of the Year psychiatrist wants millions in government funding for Brave New World of pre-drugging kids. This is out of Time magazine article, Drugs Before Diagnosis. That's right. They say we need to put basically all the children on drugs. Well, that's what's in the New Freedom Initiative. Actually, that's in my film Endgame, news articles out of England where they're saying if a two-year-old's father or mother ever had mental problems or ever was a criminal, we need to go ahead and put two-year-olds on drugs. So this is the forced drugging of the population. Also out of the L.A. Times, DWP rates, power rates, may rise between 8 and 28% to pay for mayor's green initiatives. Now, the same thing is going on here in Austin, but even worse. It's literally a doubling, the city council's saying. They haven't passed it yet. They said they were going to do it in February, then in March. Who knows? They haven't really had any hearings on it. They're being very secretive, but the Austin Energy Department said it's a $2.6 billion tax, but it's good for the earth in the first 3 years, $2.6 billion. So enjoy your doubling here, but only 8 to 28%. And, of course, it's always higher than they say in L.A. The hike would pay for more aggressive conservation programs and a solar plan. designed to create 16,000 jobs. Oh, sure. Sure it will. As well as cover the fluctuating price of coal and natural gas. California, remember Enron 10 years ago ripping them off, double, triple, quadruple charging them, lying about what the energy really cost. State of California deep into that. So it's just all about raping you. Wherever they find trendies, they say, it's trendy. We're going to charge you more and keep it, the money, and hire a bunch of inspectors to harass you. Oh, wonderful. Another story out of the Christian Science Monitor. They report this with a straight face. As climate change debate wages on, scientists turn to Hollywood for help to propagandize. China trims holdings of Treasury securities. That's serious news to the dollar. That on top of Moody's financial rating service saying we may lose our AAA rating on U.S. bonds. We talked about this. Child rape charge rocks TSA Logan employee, pats down air travelers at naked body scanning stations. And it, of course, doesn't matter. They're just going to continue and hire the perverts to run it as they grab your wife's breast and grab your genitals and scan your children. That's just the way it is. Hundreds of American flyers file complaints over naked body scanners. This Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com article. And then again, more on health care is coming up. That's just the tip of the iceberg on the news. Alan Watt coming up. And then we're also going to have the head of architects and engineers from Texas in studio in the last hour. They've got an event, one of 50 going on in every state in the union. Big presentations exposing the inside job. But let's go to your phone calls now. Bob in Jersey, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. Got a comment here. I'm in central Jersey, and it's the second day of nice weather after about 4 days of rain. And, of course, the chemtrails are out of control. Yesterday and today I'm noticing they're doing a lot of high altitude. Do you know if there's any difference between the chemtrails that they do, like, in that crisscross pattern, low altitude, and when you see a single plane real high with chemtrails?
Bob, I appreciate your call. Look, I don't even like to talk about this unless I get into all the evidence because we have new listeners. And so many callers want to talk about chemtrails. So we're going to do some more shows on this coming up. But condensation trails disappear within a minute. Ice crystals. That's normal. But now you have, since the mid-90s, a secret government program now partially declassified in the last 2 years. Government's done press conferences on it. But they're geoengineering. If the planet was a dead planet, they would call it terraforming, but because it's already a living planet, they call it geoengineering. And so most of it's classified. And so there's lots of different weather modification programs going on. The government says it's weather modification, but what they're spraying also is toxic to humans and other mammals. Barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things. Chet in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm calling about the chemtrails, too. I'm here in Columbus, and we have those up today. I was wondering if every time I see those, if just called 911 and just, you know, complain that there's planes in the air spraying us with chemicals, if, just to get the word out.
Well, so many people have called the FAA and called their police, and then folks ferreted out that in plain view, universities admitted, but they used the scientific terms of, you know, aerosol weather modification programs, that now the White House science czar, again, has given multiple press conferences, admits that they've been, quote, testing it, but now they want to go full scale, and Bill Gates has got patents on it and says he's going to save us with big government contracts, billions to his companies, to protect us from tornadoes and protect us from hurricanes and protect us from all these things. But meanwhile, it's a problem, reaction, solution situation because the evidence clearly shows it's the government manipulating a lot of this. And also they can launch bizarre weather disasters and then hype it up and say, see, we need to now sell you weather control to protect you from this, Chet. But, you know, the local police, they're not going to know what's going on. It would be the FAA you'd call.
Okay, well, yeah, I was just suggesting that just maybe to, you know, awaken some of the police officers and stuff just to get it out there.
They just may, and you'd probably beat it in court, they might charge you with a fake 911 call. You might call 311 just for information and educate them if you want and see if they'll call the FAA. But you probably don't want to call 911 yet. I appreciate it because there might be somebody having their house broken into or a car wreck or something. And, you know, it might stop response time by 2 or 3 minutes if they're busy with you on the phone and somebody bleeds to death. But go to city council, talk about it. You know, call talk radio about it like you're doing here, but call shows where they may not know. And also get together all the articles we've written at Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com about chemtrails. Just Google ChemtrailsInfowars.com. You'll see videos, photos, literally hundreds of articles over the last 12, 13 years we've had Infowars, last 8 years with Prison Planet. And you can see government documents, links to the CFR admitting it, links to Holdren admitting it. I mean, this is, I suggest people not just say, oh, look up in the sky. People go, oh, you're a nut. You know, take your neighbors the material. I haven't decided yet with the next fall of the Republic whether we're going to have the chemtrail research we've done in that, or will that be a whole other film? But, I mean, I've done interviews all over the country, sent my team everywhere. We got government documents. We've got the government admitting it, and internal documents, video, audio. We Are Change just went to a big geoengineering conference with the Club of Rome and interviewed people. And I've been so busy, I haven't even watched the video they sent us last week. I mean, it's just, we're drowning in evidence they're doing it. But because people don't go out and get the actual source documents, it's still a conspiracy theory. It is not debatable. It's like FEMA camps. It's on record. They're there. They have legislation. It's in the FEMA documents. There's the civilian inmate labor camp program. But then Glenn Beck goes out and debunks it by picking conspiracy sites that speculate or go to an Amtrak station or go to a military training facility and say, oh, look, it's a camp. Meanwhile, there's camps admitted everywhere, but no one, it seems, wants to focus in on the real camps. That's why I've made Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. 8 years since I've made a new Police State film. We almost called it Police State 2010, but it's the first one was Police State 2000, 10 years later. But this is, we're calling it Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It's a two-hour-plus film. About half of it's about FEMA, continuity of government, FEMA camps. The rest is about police state, gun-grabbing, troops on the streets. It's powerful, folks. A year ago, I started producing it when Glenn Beck was out doing his fake debunking, and I was just going to put it out quickly, but I just ended up spending a year on it. Because, I mean, a information video that takes 2-3 months to make is great, but we ended up putting a lot more into it, and it's turned into a really powerful film. I mean, I wanted to just churn it out, but it's kind of like the old Orson Welles ads for wine, where he'd say, "We will sell no wine until it's time." So this was just going to kind of be just a kind of $10 bottle of Chianti off the shelf. It's okay, table wine. Now it's a good bouquet here of information. Same thing with Burmese's film. I mean, I'm so close to this that it's almost hard for me to even hype how good these films are. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I got some new films. They're really good. You need to have them. Breaks some new ground. Covers a lot of issues. They're both pre-selling right now at Infowars.com. And why do you want to pre-buy them? Well, you financially support us, and then you get them first. They're shipped out in the order that they're received. We've got a big stack of orders in there, and we start with the first order to the last. And so coming up in about 28 days, we're going to have Burmese's new film in Visible Empire, New World Order Defined, incredible documentary. Got some new trailers coming out later in the week for that. And then a week later, April 21st, we drop Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. They'll both premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the live TV show / radio show, higher quality audio podcast, video podcast. You get all my films in the highest quality online. You can download them, burn them to death, share them with people. It's an armory of information, a library, every subject under the sun that affects humanity is covered there. 6 years in April, it's been up and running. My book, Paul Watson's book, expanded extras that aren't on the DVDs, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month. Get a year membership, get 3 months free. Or you can simply go to InfoWars.com and order the DVDs in the very highest quality and get them first that way, InfoWars.com. Okay, let's go to Eric in Michigan. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to call and let you know that I ran into the face of the New World Order here in mid-Michigan, and he sits at the head of my city water department. One other thing I wanted to tell you, I did get some information out of him on the actual companies that they buy the admitted hydrofluorosilicic acid from. And the one, you can pull up the MSDSs for the sheet right on their, or for the stuff right on their website.
So do they buy their toxic brew from a nuclear weapons, uranium enrichment facility, or do they buy it from an aluminum facility, or do they buy it from a mining operation where they mine the limestone to produce the crop fertilizer?
Well, he ironically called it a co-product, not a byproduct. The company they buy it from is a fluoride specialist. I didn't know if I should say the name or not.
No, go ahead.
Oh, it's LTI Limited. So that's their website, is LTI.
Yeah, but you can look them up and see where they're getting their fluoride.
Yeah, and I looked yesterday and I couldn't find anything other because I pulled up the MSDSs and got caught up in reading those and wanted to vomit all over. This guy that I talked to, man, he told me that if the CDC said mercury is safe, he'd drink it.
You're but joking.
No, I'm not joking at all.
Well, the government now says mercury is good for you and helps your brain. That's official. They now say melamine is good for children. That's Associated Press. You know, now we go, oh, this mercury's hurting us. Oh, it's good for you. Oh, this melamine, liquid plastic's hurting us. No, it's good for you. Oh, this corn syrup, all the studies show it's burning out the pancreas. No, it's good for you. Showing Prozac's killing people, making you go psychotic. In 1981, during the trials, it showed a massive 15-time-fold increase in suicide, and it took us, well, they put it on there 5 years ago, so 81 to 2005. We're talking 24 years. And we finally forced them in 2005 worldwide. All serotonin reuptake inhibitors say causes psychotic breaks, mass murder, delusions, mania, depression. And that's why every mass shooter we've seen has been on it. The guy at the courthouse in Nevada, on it. The guy at the base, on a bunch of stuff. And it's just, it never ends. The guy at Fort Hood, a nutcase psychiatrist. So he said, if they say mercury's good, I'll drink it.
No, he said that exactly. In fact, his only defense against all of, I mean, I got a bunch of information on it and got ready and called him, and everything I said, you know, talking about how the...
But you can send him the official letter from 2000 and again 2005 from the head union with over 90% of EPA toxicologists and scientists sending letters saying this is deadly poison, take it out. I mean, we got C-SPAN videos of him testifying before Congress. He says that doesn't exist?
Well, yeah, he said all the information that he got is backed up by the CDC. All he could do was fall back on the CDC. That's why I brought up the swine flu to him and how it was a known scam and admitted. And he told me the reason I didn't get the flu this year, not because of the vitamin D that I was taking. It was because he got the vaccine and that didn't spread it to me. That was why.
But you can send him the National Post and the FDA.gov's own articles that we covered Sunday and Monday. And it's all screenshotted on the videos that are posted. If anybody wants to see it, you can see the headlines and pull it up for yourself, saying that they're recalling it now and that it protected no one and was a complete fraud. he doesn't care about that.
No, but the thing that made me think he was New World Order is that he tried to compare the fluoride in the water to vitamin D in milk, and then he called vitamin D a drug. And that was kind of suspicious to me. Why would he instantly call a vitamin?
That's right,
drug?
Because under Codex Alimentarius in Canada and other nations, Toronto Star, they're listing it now as a drug and ordering the drug stores and pharmacies and health food stores not to sell it. It's not even a law. They said, we may fine you or arrest you, and just sent a letter saying, don't sell this. Oh, yeah, they've been all over the news demonizing vitamin D.
Listen,
it's worse than that. They set reality. That's like Karl Rove told the New York Times. We control reality, and we'll change reality next week, and you'll believe it. We're history's actors now. What two conspiracies? Well, he lists three or four, 9/11 Truth and a few others, but the two main ones he said, Cass Sunstein, White House regulations are, he sets all this up now, outside of law. He just orders the bureaucracies to do it. He said, we will ban, we will make it illegal, or at least tax, saying that sunshine is good for you. When, I'm not exaggerating, thousands of studies over the last 50 years, they know it reduces cancer to get moderate sun. Grandma knew, go outdoors, get some sun. Grandma, it's turned out in major studies, great-grandma was right. Why do you get sick when you're out in the cold? Because your body switches off its autoimmune system to warm the body, and so germs can get through easier. That's what the studies now conclusively prove. It isn't the cold that makes you sick. You know, they say, oh, shut that window, honey, you'll catch your death. It's that when it's cold, especially the mucous membranes where you're breathing, it shuts down just to heat the body. And then the germs can get through, the microbes, the viruses and bacteria. Well, no, that guy's just brainwashed. Look, he likes his job. He likes his paycheck. He likes the football game. He likes the Miller Lite. It's Miller time. And he's going to live in denial. Once you're committed to denial, you just burrow deeper into it. And then you're committed to the lie, so you rationalize everything. It's called Crime Stop in 1984.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
Matzvik, make your hands go wow. Matzvik, make your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous Matzvik gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing?
Matzvik has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip. Arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a Matzvik glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
Matzvik.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MatzvikGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Matzvik. Make your hands go.
Wow.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have
Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I can't believe I got through to you. Listen, long time shortwave listener.
I'm just wondering, man, this electronic beeping in the background at times, everywhere in the Southwest, is like incredible. I mean, it's almost like some kind of mind control experiment to see how much I can handle.
Let me stop you. ABC News reported the Kokomo hum, and it's been associated with underground tunneling machines that were declassified in the 50s, nuclear-powered locomotives that can, I want to say, tunnel as much as, I don't want to go from memory, but it's a massive amount per hour, and that can cause a harmonic hum. Just like if you go up to a metal shed and start banging it at the right frequency with your hand, you can make the whole shed shake. Well, when they've got a giant tunnelers underground with all these huge bases and underground railways that they admit they've got, but how big they are classified, that can cause it. But I saw a Baltimore Sun article and a couple of Wired Magazine articles in the last 10 years. Folks can pull it up. DARPA admitted they're testing towers that look like cell phone towers that send out a frequency that can calm you, can make you get nauseated. In fact, that's in my Road to Tyranny film out of a law enforcement catalog. For only a few $100, they sell the Sonic Nauseator. Guys, Google that. See if it's still sold. The Sonic Nauseator and the Super Sonic Nauseator. And the law enforcement catalogs sell these subsonic hum machines, and it says, this is actually in the Road to Tyranny from the catalog. You want to go to an event and make the speakers nauseated to disrupt the American people? Buy the supersonic nauseator. You want to make people sick in your prison? And so they just turn these on in the prison, and, you know, at night to harass everybody, and they buy them. They're little goodies. And so that's just for $500, $200 for the smaller one going from memory. That's something they just torture people with. But yes, they are testing this. You know, it's like I told people 10 years ago, oh, they're going to have microwave cannons and sound cannons. I was reading the government documents. Now they're actually out at the tea parties. They're at the G20. They're firing. They're blasting. They're attacking. They use microwave weapons in Iraq and Fallujah where they can just blast a whole neighborhood and make everybody start getting sick and vomiting. And they keep it on long enough, it'll kill you. And it's just all part of the fun. But it must be tough for schizophrenics, though, because they're already imagining this stuff. Now it's really happening. And so there's some schizophrenia, people worried about it. And then there's other people that are legitimately being attacked. But go ahead.
Alice, I have one other thing, too. Once we get off of this. But, yeah, it's zeroed on 12.160. You know, if I go a little bit one way or a little bit the other way, sometimes it will come in a little clearer. But, I mean, they just got it pegged right on your frequency.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're not talking about – hold on. You're okay. I should have shut up and let you talk. You're not talking about a sonic nausea machine, which they use on people and are testing in cities everywhere. You're talking about what's confirmed. Yes, any shortwave frequency I'm on at WWCR always has this boop, boop, boop. And they've always had people also come up on shortwave attacking me. They've had the North Koreans and the Communist Chinese block my frequencies. They've had Voice of America block me. I have heard it myself. Absolutely, they're jamming us. Yes, that's a jamming carrier wave. It's also meant to harass you so you don't listen.
It's just like I'm ready to say goodbye, Alex. I can't take it anymore. But listen,
Do this. A lot of people on YouTube, they've recorded it and put it on YouTube for people. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in 1 minute. Then Alan Watt will be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.